Sagt the Mishnah Vayter, Masechtas Megillah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Our Tana is going to begin to teach us some of the halachis of Kiddushas Beis HaKnesses and other similar Dvarim Shebe Kiddusha. Later on from Mishnah Dalet and on, we're going to see some of the halachis of Kriyas HaTayra. Sagt the Mishnah, B'nei Ha'ir, Shemachru V'choy V'shalir. Let's explain as follows. We're going to see in our Mishnah now that when you sell a Dvar Shebe Kiddusha, the Kedusha goes over to the money. And you can't purchase with that money something which is less Kaddish than the item you sold it for. Now, it was the derech of the towns that they would appoint Parnesim and Manhigim, certain people. They were in charge of all the inyanim of the kol. They would decide what has to be sold, what has to be purchased. They determined who gets tzedakah, how tzedakah is collected, and hegdish, and so on. And the minig was to appoint 7 people to this committee. And they were referred to as the Zion Tuvei Ha'ir. These Zion Tuvei Ha'ir, be'emes, have rishus to sell and to purchase things that belong to the tzibur, even without coming to the tzibur for a vote or asking permission, because they were appointed to do just that. Furthermore, if most of the people of the city agree to sell or buy something, they can do so even without the knowledge of the Zion Tuvei Ha'ir. But the best kind of a sale is where both the Zion Tuvei Ha'ir and most people of the city come to a consensus, and they agree it should be done. Zakta Mishnah. B'nei Ha'ir, the people of the city, in other words, most of the people of the city, Shemachru, who sold some type of Dabar Shebi Kiddusha, without the knowledge of the Zion Tuvei Ha'ir. Under those circumstances, the Kiddusha is transferred onto the money, and they are obligated to purchase with that money something that has more Kiddusha than the item that they sold it for, because the rule is, Mailin b'kaidesh v'loy meridin. You can go up in Kiddusha, but you can't go down in Kiddusha. Having said that, the Tana is going to give us 6 different items, all in Yonei Kiddusha, but in ascending order. In other words, we go from the least Kiddusha to a higher Kiddusha. First, Rechai V'Shalir, the town square. Now, in the town square, they would get together on a tainus to daven over there. That's where everyone gets together. And in most towns, any one base of Knesset would have not been big enough to hold such a large crowd. Our Tana holds that therefore the town square has a Kiddusha because they sometimes daven there and they take the Sefer Torah out there, like we're going to learn in Masechtas Tainus B'Yaz Hashem. If the town square was sold, loichin bedamav, you can purchase with that money only something which goes up in Kiddusha, like, and this is the second of the 6, Beis HaKnesses. A Beis HaKnesses has more Kiddusha than the town square, because in the town square they only daven there from time to time, like on a tainus. But in the Beis HaKnesses, they daven every single day. And if they sold the Beis HaKnesses, Loichin, you can purchase with the money, this is item number 3, Teva. That's the Aron Kodesh that the Sefer Torah is put into. Because it is singled out to keep the Sefer Torah there, its Kedusha is even greater than that of the Beis HaKnesses. The Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina learned that Teva refers to the Bima that the Sefer Torah is put on when you read from it. Vayter Zakta Mishnah. And if they sold the Teva, Loichin, you can purchase with the money, again, only something which has more Kiddusha. This is number 4 in the list of 6. And that is Mitpachais. Mitpachais is the mantle of the Sefer Torah, also the gartel for the Sefer Torah. And because that touches the Sefer Torah itself, therefore its Kiddusha would be greater than that of the Aron Kodesh. Vayter Zok the Mishnah, and if you sold the Mitpachais, Loichin, you can purchase. This is the 5th in the list of 6, Sifarim. Svarim means a sefer of Nevi'im or Ksuvim, because their Kiddusha is greater than the cover of the Sefer Torah. Included in Svarim is also one Chumash of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And even though it was made like a Sefer Torah, you roll it and it's stitched and it's pyramid, but if it's only one Chumash, it has the same level in Kiddusha as the Nevi'im and Ksuvim. If you sold Svarim, Loichin, you can purchase, and this is the highest level on the 6 steps, and that is only a Sefer Torah itself, a Sefer Torah that has been made according to Halacha and has the Kiddush of a Sefer Torah. On top of a Sefer Torah, higher than a Sefer Torah, there is no Kiddush. A Sefer Torah is the highest. And now the Mishnah goes the other way. But if you sold the Sefer Torah, you cannot purchase with the money that you got for the Sefer Torah, Sefarim. And if you sold the Sefarim, you cannot purchase with the money that you purchased with the Sefarim, Mitpachais, the covers of the Sefer Torah. And Mitpachais, if you sold the Mitpachais, you cannot purchase with their money, the Teva, the Aron Kodesh. Teva, if you sold the Teva, you cannot purchase the Beis HaKnesses. And Beis HaKnesses, if you sold the Beis HaKnesses, you cannot purchase with the money, the town square. Because you're going down in Kedusha and not up in Kedusha. The Gemara explains that this that we learned in the Mishnah, that if you sell something, the Kedusha goes over to the money, and you can only buy something of a higher Kedusha, is Davka, when the people of the city, when most of the people of the city sold it without the agreement of the Zion Tuvei Ha'ir. Remember who the Zion Tuvei Ha'ir are? They're the people that were officially appointed. They're in charge of running all the money and tzedakahs of the city. Or for that matter, if the Zion Tuvei Ha'ir sold it without the haskama of the Anshei Ha'ir, of the people of the city. So being that you didn't have both the Zion Tuvei Ha'ir and most of the people of the city, therefore we say that maybe you sold it, but the Kedusha really stays on the money. But if both agreed to sell it, the Zion Tuvei Ha'ir and most of the people of the city, let's say the Roiv Anshei Ha'ir sold it and the Zion Tuvei Ha'ir said, we know about this, we agree, or the Zion Tuvei Ha'ir sold it and everybody was present and no one argued, no one said, no, I don't agree, then it's a much more powerful sale and there's no Kedusha at all that is chal on the money. And they can use the money for anything that's necessary, even to buy beer. Furthermore, it says in the Gemara, this that we learned that it's mutter to sell a Beis HaKnesses, is dafka the Beis HaKnesses of Kefarim, of the smaller villages, where outside people don't come to daven there. And we're also assuming that they have another Beis HaKnesses to daven in. But if they don't have another Beis HaKnesses to daven in, or the Batei Knesiyos of the large cities, where many people from the outside come to daven, it cannot be sold. And if you sell it, it's not a valid sale. Even the Zion Tuvei Ha'ir, together with most of the people of the city, cannot sell it. Even if they say, we're going to use the money for a higher Kedusha, no, you can't sell it. It's as if this belongs to everybody. It was made for people to come to daven there. And the people from the outside, they didn't appoint the Zion Tuvei Ha'ir over them. And maybe they're not masking to the sale. In any event, Zok the Mishnah Vayter. The same is true for the extra money. Let's say I sold a town square and I bought with it a Beis HaKnesses. But do I have extra money? Let's say I sold a Rechayv Ha'ir for $100,000 and I bought a Beis HaKnesses for $90,000. What about the $10,000 that are left over? Well, you'll have to find something that also goes up in Kedusha with it. Vayter Zok the Mishnah. Ein Moichrin, it's not permitted to sell a Beis HaKnesses, even a Beis HaKnesses of a small village, shall rabim that belongs to the rabim, liyachid to an individual. Let's say this individual says, no, I'm going to use it for a place to daven. Can't do that. Because you're bringing down its kiddusha, a place where the rabim davens. The shechina is shayrabai. When you say kiddusha with 10 people, you say kaddish and kiddusha, mashenkin by yachid. You don't have that level of Ashuras HaShechina there. Even though the Mishnah says even a single person who learns Torah, the Shechina is with him, but not this level of Kedusha. And some explain it's only while he's learning. Mashen Kein Beis HaKnesses Shel Rabim always has Kedusha. Divi Reb Meir, Zehal Reb Meir. Amru Loi, they said to Reb Meir, and this is the opinion of the Chachamim and Reb Yehuda that we're going to learn soon. We hold that it's Pashit, that it's Mutter to sell something that belongs to a Rabim, to a Yachid. Because when you sell the Beis HaKnesses, the Kedusha goes off the Beis HaKnesses. And here you're selling it to a Yachid who is going to use it for a place to daven over there. But never mind what we hold for now. You hold that when you sell a Beis HaKnesses, the Kedusha stays there in the Beis HaKnesses. You don't have to be so machmir that you can't sell it to a Yachid who wants to daven there. Because in Cain, if that's the case, you also should not be matir to sell a Beis HaKnesses mi'ir gedoyla from a large city li'ir katana to a small city. Let's say you have a Beis HaKnesses of a big tzibur, and the tzibur wants to move away, and you want to sell the Beis HaKnesses to a nearby village that wants to use this as their Beis HaKnesses. So maybe you also shouldn't be allowed to do it. because the bigger the tzibur, the more the kedusha. Roiv am hadras melech, the more people, the greater the honor for the king. And we never heard anyone that says, no, you can't sell a Beis HaKnesses that has a lot of people davening there to a Beis HaKnesses that has few people davening there. But Reb Meir holds, as long as it's from a rabbin to a rabbin, you can sell it. As long as they're still saying kiddush over there, and there's a minion over there, it doesn't bother us. It's a lesser level of kiddusha, okay, but the Shechina doesn't leave there. Masha Enkein, if you're selling it to an individual, there's no more kiddusha, there's no more kaddish over there. Now that, according to Rabbi Meir, would be aser. So quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that the people of the city that sold the rechayiv of the city, that's considered something that has kedusha, because during the times of Atainis, people daven there. That's they gather together to do tshuva, to hear drashas. They took out the Sefer Torah there. So if you sell it, you can only sell it and use the money for something that has a higher kedusha, like a Beis HaKnesses. And if you sell the Beis HaKnesses, you can only buy an Aron Kodesh, or some say the Bima. And if you sell the Aron Kodesh, then the cover of the Sefer Torah that touches the Sefer Torah itself. And if you sell that Svarim, and if you sell the Svarim, Svarim means like Tanakh, or a single Chumash, although it's written like a Sefer Torah, you can only purchase a regular Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is the highest kedusha. If you sell a Sefer Torah, you can't buy Svarim. Can't go from Svarim to the covers of a Sefer Torah, or from the covers of a Sefer Torah to the Aron Kodesh. And if you sell the Aron Kodesh, you can't buy a Beis HaKnesses. And if you sell the Beis HaKnesses, you can't buy the Rechayv Shel Ir. By the way, although our Mishnah says that the town square has kedusha because they daven there sometimes, the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say because they only daven there sometimes, it's not considered a place that has a kedusha. We also learned you can't sell a Beis HaMedrash that belongs to a rabbim, to a yachid, even though he says he's going to daven there, because you're bringing down the kedusha. Can't say kaddish there. Say out to Reb Meir, they said to Reb Meir, if that's the case, then you shouldn't be able to sell it from a big city to a small city, because if you have less people, there's also less kedusha. But Reb Meir disagrees. Reb Meir says, saif kol saif, you're still saying kaddish and kedusha there. We explain that there's something called Zayin Tuvei Ha'ir. These are the seven people that are appointed to be in charge of all the inyanim of the city. They can sell these things. Roiv and Sheir can also sell these things. If either one sells it without the das of the other one, that's when the Gemara says that the sale is valid, but you're limited. You can only use the money to buy a higher level of kedusha. If, however, the Zayin Tuvayir and most of the people of the city got together and decided to sell it, that's a very strong mechira, and you can do anything with the money, even buy beer with it. We also pointed out that in order to sell a Beis HaKnesses, first of all, there has to be another Beis HaKnesses. If it's in a small city, there's only one Beis HaKnesses, you can't sell it. Second of all, if it's a Beis HaKnesses of a very large city where people come from all over to daven, you have no right to sell it, because who says those people are maskim? This Beis HaKnesses was given over to the rabbim, meaning even strangers from a different place. They should have a Beis HaKnesses to come in and daven, and therefore there's no one person or one committee that would have a right to be able to sell it.